This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I always appreciate your time, my time. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And really, be part of the conversation. Be involved. Be engaged. You know, make sure. That's always fun. Make sure that you're involved. Make sure that you do, truly, that you understand what's going on. And I say that in a way because there's a lot of people that just don't get, I don't know any other way to put it. They really just don't understand. Right? You get the party, talking points? I mean, do you really run out and play with those? Seriously. I know a lot of people that do it. I know a lot of people that think that that's the way to go. That's you know, that's what they trust the party so much that they think that's okay, and it's not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I love this. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, and be part of the conversation. Right? I don't want you to be the be part of the solution. That's the way I like to say it. Be part of the solution. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Hillary Clinton paid over. I mean, this is great. Maybe I should suggest in some way, shape, manner, or form that Mr. Clinton somehow assaulted me. This is just it's classic stuff, right? There's no way around it. I mean, Bill Clinton has been, for years, he has been the poster child for sexual abuse when it comes, you know, to women and things that are going on. This is a craziness. So, apparently Hillary paid over $500,000 to fund women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct. I mean, can you believe this? This has been going on for a long time. This went on for a long time. And remember, it wasn't just her. We found out that there was other organizations, other groups that did this. So one of Hillary Clinton's wealthiest pals paid over 500,000 simoleons, which is what I like to call it. Because really, seriously, it's amazing. It's amazing to me. Why won't they pay me $500,000? I don't get it. $500,000 in an unsuccessful effort, right? I mean, ultimately, all it did was prove that he was faithful. And so these women were accusing him of sexual misconduct. You know, it brings back shades of Kavanaugh, doesn't it? Now, Susie Tompkins Buell, the founder of Spirit Clothing, I don't even know what that is, and a major Clinton campaign donor for many years, gave the money to celebrity lawyer Lisa Bloom, who was working with a number of Trump accusers at the time. And you know who she is? What's her name? Anyway, Blue solicited donors by saying that she was working with women who might find the courage to speak out against Trump. I'll tell you what, if I was a, you know, hey, even as a guy, for $150,000, $200,000, I may have the courage to speak out. The donors would provide funds for security, relocating possibly to a safe house. This is what they were saying that they would do for these women. Now, former Clinton nemesis turned a Clinton operative, David Brock, he donated $200,000 to the effort, right? He did it through a nonprofit group that he founded. Doesn't all this sound so above board, so right? One woman requested $2 million, then decided not to come forward at all. What if she cashed a check? I mean, how are you going to get your money back from that in court? Your Honor, I paid this lady to lie to the American public. She didn't do it, so therefore I want my money back. Unreal, don't you think? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Bloom told the Times that the effort was unproductive. Bloom said that she refunded most of the cash, keeping only some funds for the out-of-pocket expenses that she incurred while working to vet and prepare the cases. She didn't do a very good job, obviously. She also maintains that she represented only clients whose stories she had collaborated. Well, then, where are these women today? See, I said the same thing with Kavanaugh. Where are the women for Kavanaugh? Where are the women that were involved with the Kavanaugh and so many other cases? Are you telling me that all Dems are angels? Are we serious here? I'm not joking. I mean, when you look at this and you say to people, so let me see if I get this right. So Democrats are the smartest people in the group, aren't they? Is that what you're saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Times article said that it learned of DeBuehl and Brock's connection to Bloom from two Democrats familiar with these financial arrangements. Again, why are these people not brought up on charges? When you make false, you mentioned me, if you make a false accusation to a judge in court, sign court papers, whatever, it's bad. It is not a good thing. More in the Clinton Mafia. After the break, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly, and I mean truly being part of the conversation. If you're just calling to complain about somebody, I am not the guy to call. I'm not interested in anything you have to say if it's just a complaint session. And you know, I beef a lot about what government's doing, what certain people are doing, what have you, but you need to come up with solutions, and some of the solutions is just get them gone. How's that for a solution? I like that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's get to it. So, with Hillary Clinton, I mean, think about this. She was willing to do anything to win, and not anything noble to win. She wasn't necessarily willing to work hard for your vote. She was willing to work hard to steal your vote, to steal it, You know, I love this stuff. I love that. You see, I got in trouble today because I posted something on Facebook, and I won't use a name, about a congressperson who had a bit of a moral issue in marriage, okay? And they had posted these things online. They had posted certain things the husband and the wife had. And I merely commented because they were talking about moral values, moral issues, and what have you. And so I posted something, used their post, commented on it, and the left went crazy. I said, wait a minute. They put it up there. The husband and wife posted those things up there. All I did was repost it and say, well, wait a minute. You're screaming about other people's moral, moral standards, and look at you, look at yours, look at what you're doing. So in other words, just stop. Don't write about it then. Don't call other people out about it. That's the proper way to do it. Anyway, let's talk about Mrs. Clinton's moral compass. She claimed that she was frustrated that Trump had escaped the repercussions that have befallen many other powerful men accused of similar conduct. The Times article expanded on a report that in the Hill. It said that Bloom worked with campaign donors and tabloid media outlets during the final months of the president's election to arrange compensation for the alleged Trump victims. Right? Not to mention the money she made in helping them sell their stories, bringing them forward. Now, see, it'd be different if she said, look, I don't get a nickel unless all this comes true and you get to, we get convictions and yada, yada, and then you get your book. Now she has a bunch of people that had book deals before anything happened. Look, even my local congressperson, you've seen her, Katie Hill, in the 25th Congressional District in California. She came out and said the president was guilty. We know he's guilty. Oh, there you go. A woman said it. Must be true. I guess due process only works for Democrats. As a matter of fact, they don't want due process. They're just innocent, period. The paper reported reviewing one email exchange between one woman and Bloom that suggested political action committees supporting Hillary Clinton were solicited. Without naming which ones, Bloom, who is the daughter of the famous attorney Gloria Allred, well, that's it, that collects it for me, like her mother, specializes in representing women in sexual harassment cases. Now, she worked for four other women who were considering accusing Trump. You know what, I would stay, unless you're willing to stand up, you've got the proof, you've got the evidence, I would stay away from that stuff. And I would stay away from, again, if he's guilty and he did it, because I know, there's some of you out there that think Trumpers would go to the mat for President Trump. It's not true. If he is guilty of sexual assault, if he is guilty of rape, then he needs to go to jail. He needs to be removed from office and he needs to go to jail. But I'd even go so far to say if he's not guilty of these things, if these people bring charges against him, and you can prove that they knew they weren't real when they brought them, I want them to pay for it. I want them to pay for attorney fees. I want them to have to publicly denounce what they said, publicly apologize. And some of you are going to say, well, that'll keep women from coming forward. No, it won't. That's the difference between us and the left. I want to support you. If you honestly and truly have been wronged by a powerful man or a powerful woman. Let's not be stupid here or ignorant. Women can be just as nasty as men. You know, my joke with my daughters was always that men were dogs, and we are dogs, or can be, I should say. But that doesn't get this, it's not an excuse to get away with things. If they're guilty, they need to be brought forth. These women need to be. They need to be believed, as you say, but they have to have some kind of proof. Professor Ford had absolutely nothing, and everything around that towards Kavanaugh was suspicious. Everything. Nothing lined up. You know, at least they should have the brains. If they're going to do the story, get it right. Find a woman that he hung around with on a regular basis. Find a woman that he went to parties with. Find, you know, this was a chance meeting. He had never been known for this kind of stuff before, and all of a sudden you're so beautiful and voluptuous and whatever, and you guys get drunk, and he's all over. Oh, yeah, sure, that makes sense. That is so in character for him, isn't it? And then the people you say that were there who saw him say, we weren't there and we didn't see him, or we were there and we didn't see him. And yet today, I want you to think about something. Today, he's still guilty in their eyes. Today, Kavanaugh shouldn't be on the Supreme Court. Today, Trump is still guilty for what he simply said he would do, or women let him do things to them. And yet, his holiness, Billy Bob Clinton, is still held in high esteem by the Dem Party. Now, he doesn't have the power he used to have. Right? And he had to pay off women. He did sexually assault women. Right? And even the woman that we're supposed to believe who came out and gave their story were never believed. And Mrs. Clinton, because I've been accused of victim shaming, Mrs. Clinton came out and shamed every one of them. Called them gold diggers, sluts, whores. Can't use slut anymore because, you know, that apparently it's not derogatory anymore. But think of all of that. That difference, that double standard for the left and the right is hardcore and solid. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do so much up there. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
President Trump cancels his trip to Poland and opts to stay in Washington, D.C. as Hurricane Dorian heads straight for the U.S. It appears Florida will take a direct hit. The president speaking at a space ceremony in the Rose Garden. He says Vice President Mike Pence will go to Poland in his place over the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Here's the president.
To ensure that all resources of the federal government are focused on the arriving storm, I have decided to send our Vice President Mike Pence to Poland this weekend.
In other news, the Inspector General out with his report about former FBI Director James Comey. It finds he set a dangerous precedent at the FBI and broke rules, but he will not be prosecuted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are listening. We are. You are. I'm not listening. I'm talking it. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also want to welcome a new member to the, well, I guess they're welcoming us, and we're welcoming them. God. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I had some mouth work done, which already added to the problems I was having. So I want to welcome Range Broadcasting to the family, to our family. We're proud and happy to be part of their family as well. So if you head over to rangebroadcasting.com, rangebroadcasting.com, there's a lot going on there, a lot of shows you might enjoy, video and also, while we're at it, you'll be able to get a link to them up on the website. Well, I'll have that up later on, I promise. While we're at it, I think we're talking about some of the issues going on, and I'll get back to Mrs. Clinton. Believe me, I will not forget her. You know, we were talking about these platforms, social media platforms, whatever the heck you want to call them. And until we decide to, you know, to get behind one, and I have some people don't agree with me. My capitalist friends keep saying, no. Let's let the market, sure. Here's the problem. When you have too many choices, it's an issue. We need to support the platforms. And I'll say platforms, because you might have a couple more than one, but my God, there's like 15 of them out there, 20 of them out there now. And we've been bit by quite a few, which is why I don't just jump on the bandwagon and say, hey, quick, go sign up for this one. But I do tell you to check them out. I think you ought to check them out and see what's going on. Do they fit into what we're doing and what we're saying? Will they shut you down or censor you in a heartbeat? No, I should hope not. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But you want to check out Spreely.com. Sprely.com. The owner told me it was, speak easy or speak freely, which is what it stands for. And check it out. Just head over and take a look at it. There's no long-term commitment. You don't have to sign a five-year contract. You don't have to give them any money. Not yet, anyway. At some point in time, you may want to support them. But the bottom line with it is this. I'm tired of all these that pop up, that shoot up. We go, we check them out, we tell you to, head over, take a look at them. Doesn't hurt us to check it out. But once you find one that works, then start bringing your friends over. Right, start telling them about it so that we can actually truly and honestly have open conversation without worrying about being yanked, and it's not even censored anymore. My God, they yank you out and move you along. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back at it. Hillary Clinton, one of my favorites. And I say that in such a loving manner. But if you think about it really seriously, she, in paying this money out and trying to get these women to come forward, that's just very, very, very enticing now, isn't it? Makes you want to talk about your story more, doesn't it? So again, it's just one of those things that we keep pounding away at. We need to make sure that these women are held as accountable as they want the men to be held accountable for. And we should support them in that. If they truly have the proof, we should support them. We shouldn't rip them up over it. Just like with the Epstein case, I don't think it should be over. There are so many prominent people that, in those cases that should be held responsible for what was done to those women. Will those women, though... Will those women be heard by Democrats? Will those women be heard by all of those that scream that every woman should be heard, every woman should be believed? I'm not even saying they should all be believed, but every one of them should be heard. Every one of their claims should be checked out, no matter who the name at the other end is. And you know what I mean by that. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Trump. But every one of them should. The other one I'm getting a big kick out of right now that you gotta love is Joe Biden. Now, with all due respect to Biden, and you know what, guys, some of you are gonna get upset with me. He did serve our country. It is public service when you go into. Look at I'm a school board member. I'm not a senator or a congressperson. But there's a lot of work that goes into this. And I'm sure I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that when he first got into this business, it was for very noble reasons. Now I'll let you guys decide. But more gaffes by Joe Biden. Now you can't sit there. It's one thing to have a few of them here and there. Have a few of these gaffes, misinformation, I don't even know, misspeaks, whatever you want to call them. Do you remember when Hillary Clinton claimed that she was ducking live fire on the tarmac at one of her visits overseas? Remember all of that? And then you find out later on that it wasn't just like a misspeak. Like I heard gunfire and I ducked. Found out later it was the 21-gun salute. No, no. She created a whole story. And even the mainstream media went, I don't know what drugs you're on, Mrs. Clinton, but that's not quite how it happened. Not only that, we've already broadcast it. You've seen it. The world has seen it. Not even close. That's not a gaffe. That's a well-thought-out lie. Well, not well-thought-out, but supposed well-thought-out lie. President Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden. You know, they've just been there's so many gaffes that have hit him. Now he comes out with a moving military story. These are happening now every other day, but I think he's only speaking every other day, so it's perfect. The former VP claimed to be the God's truth. Who's God? That's the question I have, but story for another day. That Biden told at a campaign stop in New Hampshire. The only problem is that the story wasn't true. And that's according to the Washington Post. Think about it. The Washington Post is not a friend to the Republican Party. Biden was quick to respond to the allegation on Thursday, speaking to a Washington Post Cape Up podcast. He said, I was making the point how courageous these people are, how incredible they are. This generation of warriors, these fallen angels we've lost, he said, I don't know what the problem is. What is it that I said was wrong? Well, Joe, pretty much all of it. It was ultimately what it boils down to. It was a hodgepodge of information, different bits and pieces from different stories that he just threw together and screwed up. Biden said it was an emotional account of his decision to travel to Afghanistan, despite concerns about visiting a war-torn area in order to honor a Navy captain for retrieving the body of his dead comrade during a battle. Now, according to Biden, he brushed off the concerns about the risk of him traveling to a deadly area. We could lose the vice president, he said, recounting his words to the crowd during an evening. He said, but we can't lose many more of these kids. Not a joke. His story involved the captain dramatically telling Biden he didn't want to meddle because his comrade ended up dying. But after speaking with more than a dozen military campaign sources, the Post determined, well, Joe, it was a dream. It never really happened. Almost every detail of the story is incorrect. Every one of them. It appears as though the former vice president was jumbling, like I said this earlier, a bunch of different stories that he kind of threw together. Right? Now, the Washington Post, again, not a friend to the Republican Party, said, look, Biden somehow got off on this, started spewing all these inaccurate facts. Now, I don't think he spewed inaccurate facts. I would more contend that he spewed lies. What am I bringing to the table? Joe's got to be thinking in his head, I got to change something. I got to do something different here. And the sad part, like my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, why do they have to lie to win? Why is it they find themselves in a position where they think that they've got to skew the facts, create the story to win a seat? That is sad. I'll tell you what, you Dems, I'm sure Joe's a nice guy. Not presidential. Not even close. I don't want him anywhere near the button. Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
That's like a soulful strut kind of song, don't you think? Joe Mazzini, your host. Hey, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Really what I want you to be is really what it should be. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, you know, just involved, engaged, being part of it all. You know what? I don't have all, I mean, look, I know there's a lot of guys out there going to tell you, I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm not. I'm not the dumbest guy in the room by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm not the smartest guy. I've been through a lot of my life, had a lot of things happen, got a lot of real-world street experience, if you would. Right? My white privilege dragged me out of the streets of Boston. At least that's what they'll tell you. Had nothing to do with me, right? I didn't build the streets. I don't know. I didn't build the planes and nothing I did. Ask Obama. But the bottom line with this, you still have that opportunity. We can still make those things happen. All right, back to Biden. Well, Uncle Joe is so easy. I mean, even when he talked about getting in the race last time, we had a field day with this, right? So even the Washington Post is questioning him. And I love this. You know, listen, my grandmother had Alzheimer's. I've had people around me that have Alzheimer's or dementia. So I'm not making light of this. And what's really funny is if you, you know, when we talked about Hillary Clinton, she, you don't have to agree, and some of you will write me nasty, she was having issues. At times she looked like she was having epileptic fits. All right? I mean, there was something medically wrong with her, whether her, and while joking aside, whether her medication was wrong, right, or she was taking, or she was mixing something, whatever it was, she obviously had some issues, medical issues. Joe Biden is showing signs he's either such a liar that is spewing out and he can't contain it anymore, or he is sick. He's really having some issues. And I think, I'm sorry, guys, I think it's the latter. I think he's having medical issues. And nobody wants to tell him. When his wife comes out and basically says he's the best, he's the only thing you got left or whatever, she had no real solid reason to vote for him. That's a problem. The Post reported that the crowd of 400 people in Hanover fell silent as the former president gave his word as a Biden that the story was true. Biden's retelling was perhaps the most inaccurate version of the story he had told, although it wasn't the only time he told it. He's told the same story several times. And again, it's just like Hillary Clinton telling the story about ducking bullets on the tarmac. Do you really think that they would have put her in that situation, that bad, as Secretary of State, First Lady, who the person that she was, you think they truly would have brought her into that scenario? The only part of that whole story, well, the parts of that story that were true, was that, yes, she was on the tarmac. Yes, she flew into a questionable airport. Yes, they had to sit on their flak jackets, which was not, which is not, was not uncommon for the day. Other than that, the rest of it was a great children's story. Biden's problems follow a long list of U.S. Politicians facing accusations that they've fabricated military stories, right? And this is, see, I hadn't gone this far down the story because I was going to go that far with this. But they even call it, the Washington Post even call it the fact that she claimed that she landed in Bosnia under sniper fire. Right? John Kerry faced questions about his military service in Vietnam, hanging out with Hanoi Jane. The former vice president's story, however, wasn't entirely wrong. Army Staff Sergeant Chad Workman reportedly received a Medal of Honor from Biden after he attempted to retrieve a dead soldier from a burning vehicle. You know, I've talked to some of these guys. I've had these military men on the show. I've got a lot of friends that are ex-military. They're really never ex-military. They're just retired for the moment. They're not on active duty. Just ask them to tell you that. Okay, but these guys, the nice thing about these guys, again, is, they look at this stuff. They don't want the medals for saving a buddy. That was their friend. That was their buddy. That was their the closest thing to them than their mom when they're over in war. They cover each other. They watch each other's back. They take care of each other. You don't get much closer than that. And, you know, it's kind of irritating for me that these guys use these stories. You know, the valiant and heroic efforts of somebody, of another soldier, to bolster themselves. This is nuts. And I'll probably say 99.9% of these guys don't want the recognition. They just were doing what they thought was right. They kind of remind me when they're talking, the people who are running away from the buildings on 9/11 as opposed to those heroes that ran towards those buildings. And don't tell me they didn't know when they were running towards those buildings there was a great, great chance that they weren't coming back. And I often say, I don't know if I would have done it. I don't know if I would have been that hero. I don't know if I would have run towards those buildings for people I don't know. But God bless our policemen. God bless our firemen. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Right? I'm not running for office, so I'm not looking for anything from them. One fellow said he recalled Biden meeting his gaze. Workman told the vice president that he didn't want the medal. He says, I know you don't, Biden replied softly. Biden's war was just the latest incident to cast doubt on him for the 2020 election. I mean, he definitely has some issues. His campaign is, see, this is the stuff that I just get such a kick out of. His campaign is blowing it off, ready for this one, as media spin. Almost like it's the media's fault that these stories are out there. Which I gotta laugh at. How is this the media's fault that he said these words? They're on video. It's not like somebody took the notes down wrong. Anyway. In recent days, Biden inaccurately stated that the decade when Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., these people were assassinated, said he preferred truth over facts, which is just amazing. He misidentified New Hampshire as Vermont while campaigning. Yeah, that was funny too, right? Keene, New Hampshire, I found out. And listening to Joe Biden had been annexed by Vermont. I was unaware of that. The former vice president dismissed concerns about his age last weekend, telling voters not to support him if it was an issue. Heck, if I'm too old for you, just don't vote for me. That's a good plan, right? I say if they are concerned, then just don't vote for me. When a reporter told Biden that voters he talked to were wondering if the former senator from Delaware had lost a step, Biden answered, "Well, what do you think?" God. No would have been the proper response, right? He is every bit as sharp as he was 31 years ago. I haven't seen any change, Dr. Neil Cassell said. Now, Cassell previously treated Biden for brain aneurysms and has monitored him for brain damage since his surgeries. Now, again, I am not making fun of the man because he's sick, but there are certain things. Now, you don't want people, I don't want a blind pilot. You know what I'm saying here? The gaffes appear to have raised enough concerns that allies of the former vice president suggest he scale back the number of events he did on the campaign trail. David Axelrod, a former advisor for former President Obama, blasted that advice, arguing Thursday he shouldn't be cloistered as a presidential candidate. This is bad advice. You can't hide these people. Look, he's running for president. He's running for somebody who has a running against somebody who has a boatload of energy. You're not going to slow Trump down. Nothing is going to slow him down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time that you spend with these guys. Got a heck of a fight on their hands. And if Biden's the best that they got, bless God, we'll have President Trump another 4 years. But you know, the other thing, too, is don't take it for granted. I know some of you I've talked with said, yeah, Trump's got it. I'm not worried about it. Well, don't not worry about it. Right? I mean, truly, don't not worry about it. Because last time we had these things happen, last time we thought, you know, even the Dems have lost people. That's why AOC is sitting there. Because they didn't have anything to work about. They didn't have anything to worry about. So, Mr. Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you're leaving us, too bad, you're lost. You can find us at TheRealSide.com if your station still carries it for the next hour. We'll be back. Who knew that Bernie Sanders was so cranky? He lost, one owner says they did. Anyway, Joe, Mr. Senior Host, will be back in just a little bit.